two storm systems will move across the Midwest over the next 4 or 5 days, and then we'll see colder weather come along for the early part of next week. Frost and freeze potentials will rise across lower portions of the Midwest, but at this early indication, I don't believe we're going to be looking at permanent crop damage for the wheat crop. Well, the first storm system to impact the region is going to be later today and tomorrow across the western Corn Belt. Some of these areas will pick up on some occasional showers and thunderstorms. The precipitation will be quite disorganized in the western belt, and I would not be surprised to see places in Kansas, Nebraska, and the Dakotas to end up with little or no precipitation. But the moisture will become better organized in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and areas southward towards lower Missouri River Valley and the middle Mississippi River Valley. After that, the precipitation will be shifting into the eastern Corn Belt, and this will occur mostly from Thursday into Friday, and the precipitation will be probably 100% coverage, and we'll look for moisture totals running upwards to 1/2 inch, with some local totals getting up around 3/4 inch. Some of the model data suggested parts of Missouri and a couple of random locations in Ohio might get more than 1 inch of moisture, but I think the system will end up moving too quickly, and we won't see quite that much precipitation. A couple of days of drying will likely occur, and then we'll see another storm system move across the Midwest. This next storm system will be the one that brings the cold air into the region, and the contrast in air mass temperatures across the frontal boundary are going to be significant enough that we could see severe thunderstorms evolve. This will likely occur as we move into the weekend and early part of next week. The first wave of severe weather will likely begin sometime on Sunday, going into Monday, probably from Missouri or extreme eastern Kansas into Wisconsin, and we'll likely see them march on off to the east as we move through the day Monday into Tuesday morning. And again, I think that the severe thunderstorms will bring on some hail and damaging wind and possible tornadoes, and we'll keep a close eye on the event. Rainfall associated with the stronger thunderstorms will be locally heavy. We'll see more than 1 inch of rain occur in some locations, but the general precipitation amounts are likely to run from 1/4 to 3/4 inch. And the storm system will be less potent in the western Corn Belt again, so places from Kansas into portions of the Dakotas may only see limited amounts of precipitation from the event. Well, the cold air comes in after that. Low temperatures in hard red winter wheat country on Monday morning will likely be in the 20s and 30s as far south as southern Kansas. Frost and freezes will occur in southern Kansas, but I think temperatures in the south there will run 29 to 33 degrees, which will not be cold enough to cause permanent crop damage for the crop that is going to be most advanced there. Lows in Nebraska and northeast Colorado, northwest Kansas will likely drop down into the middle and upper 20s, and that will likely be cold enough to burn back vegetative development, but probably not cold enough to induce any permanent damage. Low temperatures in the rest of Kansas that I didn't mention will likely be in the upper 20s. Temperatures in the Midwest will probably be coolest on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings of next week. At that time, we'll see lows mostly in the 30s with some upper 20s occurring in the lower parts of the region. There is no well-organized surface high-pressure system associated with this cold surge. As long as we avoid such a feature, we won't see these temperatures getting colder than what I've described. If a surface high develops, though, temperatures could move lower by 5 degrees in some locations, and that would put some of the crop in the central plains and also a part of the lower Midwest at risk of some damage potential. So we'll watch closely. Right now, though, it looks as though most of the injury to the crop will likely be just burning vegetative growth and not be a permanent issue for production potentials. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.